Hundreds of firefighters from across Europe and the Middle East have joined their Greek colleagues to try to contain flare-ups of the huge wildfires that have ravaged Greece's forests for a week now, destroying homes and forcing thousands to evacuate. It's believed about 900 firefighters, including teams from Poland, Romania, Cyprus, Ukraine, Serbia, Slovakia and Moldova, as well as 27 aircraft are working on Evia, Greece's second largest island, which is linked to the mainland by a bridge. The northern part of the island has suffered the greatest damage, with tens of thousands of hectares lost, countless homes burned as well. Georgia Trisimpioti is from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in Greece. She joined me from Athens with the latest.
At the moment, the worst of the fires is on Evia, which is Greece's second largest island, and have been by far the worst in the country right now, devastating huge areas of pristine pine forest and destroying a big number of homes. According to the local officials, over half of the island has burned, and only in the small municipality of Mantouthi area, more than 1,000 homes have been burned. So the rest of the communities in the area, farther in the north of the island, now confronting the same prospect if the fires are not put out soon. So we have also fires that are still burning in the Peloponnese area. And the disaster is unprecedented, with fires have already consumed more than 100,000 hectares of forest areas and have been really devastating for Greeks who rely on the forests for their livelihood.
As you say, many of these fires are burning in these dense forests. Can you paint us a bit of a picture? How rugged is some of this terrain, and what challenges does that pose for firefighters?
Well, the morphology of the area, especially in the island, it's very rugged areas. The access to the forest, it's not easy, and sometimes the fires were dying out in the sea.
Can you give us a sense, Georgia, of how many people have been displaced by these fires at the moment, and is there enough help available to them?
Well, according to the latest data, we know that more than 45,000 people have been displaced, and in total more than 70,000 people have been directly affected by the fires.
So reinforcements have been called in, we're hearing, from across Europe to help firefighters. How crucial has that international cooperation been when it comes to stopping the spread?
It was extremely crucial because Greek Fire Brigade had only around 400 firefighters. It was not enough to deal with all fires across Greece. Just to give you an idea, last Monday, the Greek Prime Minister said they're currently dealing with more than 500 wildfires. So solidarity from European member states was crucial. More than 500 firefighters came from different countries, from Slovakia, Slovenia, from Germany, from Austria, from Russia. And thanks to this solidarity, the most of the fires are put out.
Is anything more needed in terms of international aid at the moment to help those impacted, though? As you mentioned, there are tens of thousands of people have been displaced.
Well, there is a European emergency funding that will probably cover a large portion of the associated to the wildfire costs. And in terms of additional reconstruction, compensation also of the people that have been affected, that have lost their properties from the Greek government. And the Greek government's pledge yesterday was to spend around 500 million euros for compensations, for restoration, reconstruction, and also everything that is related to firefighting costs.
Joining me there from Athens, that's Georgia Trisimpioti there from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in Greece.